This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As we do, coming down on the beautiful surface of Planet Rick, where waiting for us is the custodial agent that keeps it so pristine, that being firearms instructor Rick Ector. How do you do, sir?
Hey, man, I am great today. How about yourself? How are you?
I'm actually feeling almost semi-normal. And I've actually got to the point now to where sometimes I can laugh and I don't go into a coughing conniption fit.
Okay, well, that's good news. That
yeah.
is most certainly good news. Glad
forward motion,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, because, you know, I really don't like it when you're not feeling too hot, man.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I'm concerned, you know, but now that I know all is getting better with you, you know, I can, you know, ease back a little bit and not worry so much all the way here in Metro Detroit, man. But let you know, I had an opportunity to do something last night that I had not done in a few months, man, and I guess the word is nervous, but it wasn't really nervous. I just hadn't done it in a while, man, and, you know, in light of everything that's been going on, you know, it's certainly understandable why I haven't done it in a while. Well, what did you do, right? You're probably wondering, huh?
Were you on TV?
No, I wasn't on TV.
Okay.
I imagine I'll probably, you know, in the coming days, weeks, certainly within at least a few months leading up to the big event I have planned, I'll probably be on a couple of times. But I had something I think was even more challenging or scary for a wide variety of people, man. If you think being on television, you know, whether it's live or taped, is frightening, man, what form of communication is more terrifying than appearing on television?
Public speaking?
Yeah, man. Public speaking. That's probably the number one fear, hands down, that most people actually have. It outstrips death and dying and coming down with some affliction that jeopardizes your health, man. I engaged in the art of public speaking last night, and I'll tell you, it had been a while, man, and, you know, I wasn't nervous. I mean, I've done a lot of it over the years, but I hadn't done much of it lately, and, you know, you prepare, and you make sure that you know what you want to talk about, and you rehearse it as best you can, and you see what happens, man. And it was great. Everything went off without a hitch, you know, and I always love it when I get the nervous, hairy event planner that had an event scheduled, and I guess for whatever reason, the person they had scheduled to do it backed out kind of like at the last minute, and they're running around looking for someone, man. Those guys are the best. So, they are, man. Because, I mean, their expectations are so low, right? They just want somebody there to walk on the stage and grab the microphone and talk. But, yeah, man, it was a lot of fun. I had a great time doing it. They were overjoyed at me being there and starting to talk with the people. You know, it was just great, man. And, you know, any concerns I had about being rusty were, you know, quickly put to rest. I'll tell you, nothing is more exciting than the thrill of a live audience, right?
Right.
But I'll tell you, what's always interesting, though, is that, you know, you do your presentation and you hit your highs and you vary your pitch and speed and all that other stuff to keep people engaged, right? Last thing you want to do is look up and see a bunch of people yawning, right? So the Q&A part is always the most interesting part of the presentation, because you actually, even though you know the organization that's doing, and by the way, it was the Greater Oakland Republican Club that sponsored it, and they wanted, you know, me to come in and talk. And if you're going to ask me to talk, you know I'm going to be talking about guns and gun rights, and I'm going to be railing against anti-gun sentiments and all that other stuff. But, yeah, man, I went in and had a blast, had a good time. And the Q&A, right? You never know what you're going to get during Q&A, because there's probably somebody that was dragged there, right? And this is their opportunity to steal some thunder, right? You ever do some speaking and you come across, you know, someone who is of the, you know, opposite point of view on this?
Yes. Yes, I have.
And so, you know, I had to practice the gentle art of handling a hostile interviewer in public, answer the question, and give my take on his sentiment, and not turn off people, you know, by the way I handled it. You know, if you get someone who came there for some other reason, like to be a disruption, you know, the way you handle a disruption can turn other people off that, you know, how you handled it. So, actually, I thought I handled it pretty good, you know. But, yeah, as a matter of fact, even after the whole presentation was over, this person came over and wanted to chat me up for a spell. So even though, you know, we disagree about guns and stuff, they enjoy being there. You know, why isn't that the troublemakers always want to sit in the front row?
I don't know. That's an awful good question, but I mean, I guess it's so that they can be heard more clear by you and engage you without necessarily having a mic in front of their face or something. I don't know.
Right.
You're a better man than me, though. You're a better man than me. I tend to do unto others.
You know, yeah, I get that. I get it. And you know what? I have been making a concerted effort that, I'm trying to be on my best behavior, because I don't want my true emotions and feelings and things to betray me, because I am in the spirit of being positive, because I'm promoting a huge event and I don't want to be a distraction to my own, you know, event that I have coming up at King World Fame, like 4,000 women out to shoot in 2 days. But, yeah, man, I'm still basking in the glow. I just did this thing last night, and on the heels of doing that, I was like, you know what? Why don't we talk about, for the topic today, man, why don't we talk about live events, public speaking at live events? You know, one, you know, why you might want to engage in such a thing, how to be invited to do these live events, and how to do it well. That's what I was thinking about today.
So you want to discuss some things that can be taught and some things that cannot be taught. That's what you want to do. I'm good with it.
Some things that can't be taught.
I'll tell you about that when we get back.
Things that can't be taught. Okay.
I'll explain when we get back. Talking, we're on Planet Rick with Rick Hector. This is Lock and Load. 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com. What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're on Planet Rick with Rick Hector. And we're going to talk about being an advocate and public speaking and stuff like that. And before we left, I had said something about things that can be taught and those that cannot be taught.
Yeah, I'm curious. Because you know what? When we're all born, man, we're like clean slate, right? We
right.
have no programming whatsoever. So
right.
whatever we become is what we learn, either ostensibly or by default, or what you kind of, you're like the result of your experiences, whether they're positive or negative. So what is it that you think that cannot be taught?
You cannot be taught how to be at ease with yourself enough to get out there and engage an audience and look out amongst them and not panic. That cannot be taught. You either have that or you don't have it. If you don't have it, you may be able to, over time, get past it, and that means there's going to be a bunch of cringeworthy public speaking engagements as you try to master this. But then there's people like you who get out there, and, you know, you're making things like making eye contact and talking in a conversational tone and developing your own style and just being yourself out there, not just reading or barking at people. That's not the, you know, that's something that's very much, it's very much a unique factor of you.
I don't know if it's unique, man, because here's the one thing that I always would advocate that someone do. Always speak from a body of knowledge in which you know cold, right? Some stuff that you can talk about and know without reservation, what points you want to make, typical counterpoints that people generally make, and be well-rounded in the subject matter for what you're known for.
Yeah.
Now, there's a whole lot of topics that are out there, and if someone said, hey, come speak to our group about, you know, some other topic, whether it's immigration or whether it's, you know, the government budget, you know, things that I'm not very well versed in, right? So I wouldn't be able to really draw from, you know, my experiences only to the extent that I did research and made sure that I had my facts straight and cross-referenced it with talking points against what I was going to say, right?
See, but what you're describing, this whole thing you're describing, though, this recognition that this is beyond your area of expertise is all part of what makes you unique. Because some people will get out there and get invited to come and speak in front of something, and they'll have no idea what the topic is about, but they'll say yes because they think they're expected to say yes. They're not expected to get out there and say, well, you know, I'm not really qualified to do that. Most people don't have that, and I don't know that I would call that presence of mind or maybe just that intellectual honesty to get out there and say, hey, you know, this is what I specialize in. You want me to talk to you about this? I can bring it to you, and I can bring it to you, and you're going to get the whole truth and nothing but the truth. All fact-based. I don't have to sugarcoat it or nothing.
You know what I think the most powerful presentations are, man? The most powerful presentations are when you can relate the subject matter to your own personal story, like where you were when you started this journey and the trials and tribulations you had along the way and the people you met and what you learned. And then at some point in time, there's this critical moment where everything that you've learned is brought to bear to confront this major challenge that you have. And then whether you prevail at that point or whether you feel that you realized you needed to grow some more to do, you know, your ability to communicate justice, well, at least you have like a report card. You say, okay, well, that didn't go as well as I thought. Next time when it happens, I'll have a way to do it, right? You see, you learn things along the way, man. Like, let me tell you, how to handle a heckler, right? You know, that right there is priceless. If you don't know how to handle someone who is trying to derail your presentation or, you know, for some reason they don't have the spine to go up in front of a group and speak themselves, but want to sit in the back from the comfort of their own seat and, you know, yell out criticisms and insults. You know, that's easy, man. But getting up there in front of the room with or without a microphone and just laying your thought process out to the people in the audience, man, that is very thrilling and exciting. And I'll tell you, for me personally, there's one section of the presentation I find most rewarding. I'm going to allow you to guess. What part of the whole being at an event and speaking and all the way until you go back to your seat to help yourself with refreshments is like the most thrilling part of the experience?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. If I feel like I've got everybody's attention, and if I feel like I'm bringing something to them they haven't heard in some way, form, or fashion somewhere else, right? If I can normally see that, and I can normally tell that's what they're getting. And that's always sort of satisfying. But, I mean, it's been the last time I did public speaking was probably in 2015. So that's sort of a dull subject for me right now. I don't really remember the various idiosyncrasies of what worked and what didn't.
What?
But I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. Coming up on the break. Now I want to stop you here because it takes a little while for you to get out here and describe how to find you. So how do we find Rick Ector?
I am legallyarmedindetroit.com, DetroitCCW.com. I can be found on some of your most popular social networking sites until I get banned. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, over 2,000 videos on YouTube. And, of course, I am Planet Rick on Bill Frady's Lock and Load every Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
When we get back, more on how to pick up the mantle and sling the truth with On Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill combating hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders is now a law.
There are simple core values and beliefs that should bring us together as Americans. One of them is standing together against hate, against racism.
The president signing the measure during an event at the White House. Crimes against those in the AAPI community have increased dramatically since a coronavirus emerged from Wuhan, China. Those crimes happening in Democratic-run cities and states. Texas Senator John Cornyn is not a fan of the proposed January 6th commission looking into the storming of the U.S. Capitol. The Republican telling reporters he doesn't see any reason for an outside commission to investigate. Republican lawmakers also wondering why Black Lives Matter protests and Antifa riots are not being looked into. You're listening to USA Radio News. It appears the fighting between Israel and the Hamas terrorists may be coming to an end. Multiple reports saying the Israeli Security Cabinet has accepted a ceasefire agreement with Hamas. It's expected to start in a matter of hours. The fighting is now in its second week, and it's led to hundreds of deaths. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, says the United States has to stand with Israel.
Peace is only going to be achieved when terrorist groups like Hamas back down, we've defeated them, and we have full recognition and respect of Israel and stop firing rockets not only on Israel but on the Palestinian people, as I just said. We need the President of the United States to represent the people of the United States, and the people of the United States stand with Israel, and it's time that the President reflect that will.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is putting up $2 million for a COVID-19 vaccine lottery. The Maryland Lottery and the State Health Department are partnering to give vaccinated residents a chance to win a $40,000 prize. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Rick Hector from Planet Rick. We're talking about public speaking, which for those of you that get out there and decide that you want to be an advocate for anything, Second Amendment, anything that is near and dear to you, this is something you're going to have to look at and possibly take up. What would be your next things to think about for somebody that is wanting to embark on a public speaking tour, so to speak? You still got Rick? Hey, there he is.
Yeah, I'm here. Hopefully we didn't get lost. But, yeah, you know, having the desire to do it, and I understand that this is like the number one fear that a lot of people have, you have to make your mind up that this is something that you want to accomplish, right? And part of doing that is actually, one, mastering your subject matter and making sure you actually understand all the issues associated with your topic. And then, too, man, there is a certain craft, if you will, to public speaking, and especially if you're incorporating some of the hotter elements in the art of speaking, you know, where you have a pretty good idea of storytelling. You know, I think storytelling is one of those things that we are, as humans, we're programmed to really understand, because one of the great things that you notice about us when we start off as children, man, is probably the most important or most fun part of class is when we all gather around the teacher and they pull out their big picture book and tell us a story, right?
Right.
Well, there are elements to stories, right? And there is the message or the moral of the fable that comes across. And if you're doing a decent job of being a public speaker, you're incorporating that message into your talk with your audience. You want to make sure that you're matching your subject matter to who you're talking about. Can you imagine me being a gun rights advocate with all of this experience and speaking about guns and engaging in pro-gun activities, and I'm speaking to a mismatched group who is usually talking about scrapbooking, right? If there's a total mismatch with the message and the audience. But I think one of the things that will lend itself very well to public speaking is making sure that you're passionate about this topic, you're a thought leader in that area of expertise, and that you are a master of your craft. And I'll tell you what, one thing that will help set the tone would be a great introduction from the MC. What are some things that you should communicate by way of your MC who's doing your introduction to get the audience fired up to hear your message?
So let's say I'm your MC and you're here to talk about universal background checks.
Right.
So the way I would introduce you, I would say, ladies and gentlemen, next up, this guy's a friend of mine, and he's going to describe to you something which is a long-form spelling of gun registration. This is an assault on your ability to own private property and then do with it as you see fit. And he's here to describe to you exactly what it is, how it works, and why you need to fight it. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us again from Detroit, Michigan, it is Rick Ector.
Man, that was awesome. Now you have everyone hanging on my first words that I utter, because you properly set the tone as to who I am, what my credentials are, and that they have an idea as to what I'm talking about. And if the meeting planner did a good job, my presentation is going to match up with whatever that organization is all about. And, of course, your public speaking, you know, there are some things you need to, you know, make sure that you have ironed out. You know, if you're going to give a presentation, man, of course, your speech, your vocabulary, things you can't teach, the things that you should constantly be working on. And you should most assuredly look the part, right? You're coming to communicate and to influence. How you look will definitely affect how well you are perceived by your audience. In terms of getting people to come out to the event, man, and to hear you speak, what are some ways to communicate that person of interest who's speaking is going to be on the Bill Frady Show? What are some ways to let people know that, hey, we have a guy you should listen to, and he's going to be on the show? How do you get the word out and influence people to actually listen in?
That really depends. Like, if you were going to be on a speaking tour right now, we would be promoting that at this moment and, you know, giving out times and places and when you would be there and that kind of thing. And it has to be, it's very, the best events are very well coordinated. They get the word out. They get a little local advertising. And, I mean, you don't have to spend any money. The best people out there know how to create a media event. They know how to make one phone call to a media outlet and go, did you know that so-and-so is going to be out here talking about something that nobody else is talking about? And then the media shows up at that guy's place, and they want, so-and-so is going to be here talking about what nobody else is talking about. Can you tell us about this, please? And you create the media event. So, I mean, that's sort of an artful, that's an artful undertaking. You have to know how to do it.
I'm glad that you mentioned that up, because a lot of times when you're engaged in an endeavor, right, you're thinking about, well, things such as, well, gee, do I even have a budget to promote my event or that the engagement in which I'm going to be promoting some activity that I'm involved with. Man, being able to create media coverage on command is an art in of itself.
But remember,
definitely and succinctly, basically distilled what needs to be done.
Just remember, when you like go to Fox News sometime today, and I'll be certain, I'm sure, if you look on the front page, there'll be a story about Kate Middleton bridges the gap between William and Harry. Because the media outlets are desperate for content.
Yeah.
So most of this stuff that is out there is a filler to fill in the gaps. When you build a log cabin, you're always sticking mud in there to put to fill in the gaps to where no air blows through. This is what this filler is. It's the mud between the logs. And when you get out there and actually present them with some legitimate politically tinged news, well, yes, and it may take two or three different tries, and you may have to get two or three different people to call it, but you can create the media event, which is, that's the way most of these political, I mean, look at how much political advertising Trump got on Twitter. He would have spent $2 billion getting all of that advertising he got on Twitter. He created media events.
And the way that they figured would be the most effective way to curtail and derail his agenda is to get him kicked off of Twitter, right? If you get so much free media attention, man, the heck with your message and trying to refute what you're talking about and to beat you in the field of debate and argument, why don't I just find a way to get you taken off the media altogether? And you know what? They managed to do that, and
That's temporary. We're coming up on the break. You hang on. We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick with Rick Hector.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have been speaking to Rick Ector. We've been talking about what it takes to get up there. Get on that stage. Look out over a throng of people, 5 to 5,000, and connect with them. Where would you like to take it now, sir?
Oh, man, you know what? We've talked about the actual mechanics, really, of public speaking, trying to engage the audience. There's a wealth of information that's out there about the craft of speaking, whether we're talking about the actual content, we're talking about the mechanics of storytelling, varying your pitch and speed of your presentation to keep people involved, to keep them from yawning, handling Q&As. That's an art form in of itself. You know, you want to appropriately answer the question, and if you come across some hecklers or people who are trying to derail your presentation, you know how to handle them without coming across as being a bad guy. I mean, man, the field is vast. I just wanted to give a good overview of all the things that you need to keep in mind. But in terms of actually getting the word out, man, let me tell you, promoting your event, like you mentioned earlier, making it noteworthy to what's in the actual news and creating the angle such that you have a new take on it, man, that is priceless. Being able to take that to the network, to your local media, generate a story on command, and get yourself free news coverage. Let me tell you, with anyone out there, particularly in the gun rights community, we have a ton of pro 2A blogs and podcasts out there. Let me tell you, every day that they come out with a new edition of their show, they need content. People don't realize how difficult your job is, Bill, right? Like, you're watching the media every day trying to get your fingers on the pulse of what everyone wants to talk about, and it would be so great if you had this big, giant Rolodex of experts to just type in a subject and then their name and their contact info comes up. You finding guests, I would imagine, would be like a interesting and at times challenging part of what you do.
Well, you want to find some. See, when I'm looking for a guest, I want them to be able to talk about something I don't know that much about. Like, okay. I'm not a pistol instructor. I don't teach people how to defend themselves with handguns. That's what you do. And that's why, you know, this Planet Rick exists, because you are an expert at your topic. And you have branched out beyond that into political activism and all these other things. And you've actually sort of sent a template that is sort of, it's hard for people to emulate. Because there's lots of people that are doing podcasts or YouTube channels or all this other stuff, but there may not be instructors or vice versa. And you've gotten out there and you have done a great many things out there. So having you brings a very unique perspective to the show that I cannot duplicate. I could talk about it. I could look at an article you might write and read it word for word. But it's like you said, when you're talking about something, if it's something that's part of your life, that comes across a different way. So, you got to weigh these things.
Yeah. You know, and I'll tell you, man, you mentioned the human element and the face-to-face communication with regard to connecting to people. Let me tell you, going to events, conferences, you know, the NRA annual meeting was always a big deal, but we haven't had one of those in a while.
Yep.
You know, your state-level organizations, they have conferences that come up all the time. And you know what? I have gone outside of my comfort zone here in the great Wolverine State down to Florida and have been speaking and working with those guys down at Florida Carry, man, which just expands the amount of people that you can actively reach. And you know what? One of the great things with this outside of your local area has done there, you know, there are so many people who are actually going to come in town on their own dime to help me train women and help me promote the event. Now, you know what? Last year we had maybe, you know, something less than 10. You know what? We might double or even triple that this year around. So, man, let me tell you, you know, just being at the forefront of this training women en masse, man, is a great thing to see and to behold. But let me tell you, getting your story into blogs and podcasts, because if I was starting out brand new, that's exactly how I would get my foot in the door, as opposed to blowing a ton of money trying to pay your way into the public consciousness of letting people know who you are and what you do. Let me tell you, if you have a bunch of friends, that will definitely pay dividends.
Right.
Social media right now, man, I don't think that I'm really high on social media now, for the simple fact that if the powers that be in the media companies don't like the message, they can pretty much just silence you and just take you off their networks and just leave you in the wilderness without any way to connect with you.
Well, it comes in quite handy having your own platform.
Yeah, and so when I talk to people like you, I mean, I love the huge platform that you have and the people that you reach. But, you know, the thing that I've always tried to drop in, man, is that if some kind of way some person or some organization or some network wanted to take you off the air, would you, like, fail to exist, or would you be able to still reach out and affect change in the real world?
Ask me this question again. Tell me this again.
Like, if for some reason you couldn't do the Bill Brady show, man, would you still have a way of connecting to the people who are familiar with you and have heard you and still want to follow you, even though some heartless corporation that doesn't believe in the First Amendment wanted to silence?
Probably not.
See?
Probably not, but see, the problem is I do have the platform, and, you know, I've cultivated it and worked it and finessed it, and so to that end, I sort of jealously guard it. the best I can. And, I mean, there's certain rules I have to operate within, that, you know, the FCC rules that I have to operate within that keeps everybody happy with Genesis Communications, and I do that. And it's a very small price to pay for the access to the platform. But, I mean, if you don't have that kind of thing, then you need to, you know, find somebody that does.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few of us out here. There's plenty of us out here. I mean, there's all manner. And, I mean, like if you know, with the radio platform, we're about to run out of time, by the way. I tell you what, we'll do this. We'll finish this another time. Let's take this time to tell people how to find Rick Ector.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. I am legally armed at Detroit.com, DetroitCCW.com. My platform, DetroitCCW, is on most of the popular social media channels, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, 2,000 and counting plus videos on YouTube, and always here every Wednesday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Planet Rick on Bill Frady's Lock and Load. It is a pleasure, and I look forward to talking with you next week, sir.
No telling what we'll talk about. Rick truly is a Renaissance man when it comes to that stuff. He talks about stuff that nobody else is talking about. That's why he has his own planet. Anyway, thank you very much for... Yes, sir. Thank you. Hour number three is inbound, and coming up next is going to be 1911, the University of Joe Chambers. Joe is trying to create his own little media presentation on YouTube, and he needs to get subscribers. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.